Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 FM, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. As Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Joining us on the line now is the head girls track coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowgirls, Monty Harker, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look here over the past couple of weeks, it's been kind of an up and down in terms of weather. Some meets have been canceled, others you've had, but the weather hasn't been great here for the last couple of weeks. And just when you look at how your girls have had to battle the elements, how do you feel your girls have handled that type of adversity here through the last couple of weeks?
I think we've done okay. It seems like we've had a lot of back-to-back meets, which sometimes doesn't allow for enough practice time to really get some things cleaned up. But, you know, some of them are getting used to battling the elements, especially in the field events when it's terribly windy, how it can change your steps in the high jump and the long jump especially. So they've been trying to deal with stuff like that, and I think we're starting to see some pretty good results.
And looking at your most recent meet, you guys were down at South Hamilton last Tuesday and put together, at least from an individual perspective, Michaela Beisel put together a pretty good meet as she tied for the win in the high jump and won the long jump as well and performed well in her races on the track and the 100 hurdles, especially on last Tuesday. And when you look, you know, it looked like she's maybe battled some bad weather that maybe have affected her times or her jumps in the long jump and the high jump, but definitely felt like she put together probably her best meet so far of the year last Tuesday.
Yeah, she'd been under the weather, so she was sick and missed. The meet was right before the South Hamilton one, so that was her first meet back since being sick, and so we only had her do three events instead of four. And, you know, the high jump probably wasn't what she wanted, but the long jump, that was her best jump of the year, and that's an event she's just trying out this year. And that's going pretty good for her. And then her 100 hurdle time was also pretty good, too. So we'll just need to work on her 400 hurdles, and that should look still pretty good for her to maybe get some of those down to state.
I know for a lot of the year, your team's been relatively young. It's a small and pretty young team, but I thought in other races, such as the 4x2 last Tuesday at Southampton, you guys put together, I thought, your best race of the year, at least time-wise, and some of your younger athletes, it feels like they're starting to finally get that rhythm, perhaps, of competing night in, night out at the varsity level. And what can you say about some of those younger athletes that have really stepped up and been a pretty big contributors here so far this year?
Yeah, I think a couple of those freshmen are starting to run pretty well with. Lena Schaefer's been pretty consistent with it. Eddie Howell's not doing too bad. But that was probably our fastest time of the year. We had four of the girls just run, you know, basically some of their best times. They are improving and just need some of them still trying to get in a little bit better shape.
And as we take a look at your upcoming schedule, you guys don't have anything until Thursday. That's when you have the conference meet over in Hampton Dumont Cal before a trip to Nevada coming up early next week to kind of get you guys fine-tuned for the district meet over at Dyke New Hartford coming up a week from this Thursday. So it's pretty much from here on out a sprint to the end of the season for on the girls' track side of things. And for this end of the season run here with conference, state qualifying followed by the state meet, what's maybe the number one thing you want to see out of your girls here to wind down the season with this key stretch coming up?
Well, our goal is always try to peak during districts. You know, if we run our fastest, throw our farthest, you know, jump our highest or farthest, we just want to do it at districts. And, you know, if that's good enough to get you down to state, great. But you can only control what you do. You can't control what other people do. So we just want to do our personal best when we get to district, and so that's what we're working for. And you know, we're still starting to see it. It'll be interesting this week with conference. You know, we look pretty good in some events, and then but we won't compete team wise with juggernauts like Clear Lake or Algona. And then if the weather does not look great for Thursday, which means our rain date is Monday, which means we would not go to Nevada, so we would lose out on that meet and try to kind of clean up stuff right before districts to see what we're going to do on that Thursday. But it'll be nip and tuck here at the end. I'm just hoping we have good weather for districts. It seems like We were just at Dyke 2 years ago, so it should be an interesting finish here.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at the conference meet at Hampton.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Monty Harker, the head girls track coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls here on our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto on 95.7 FM.